Hi there. The word for today is stop beating yourself up. James 3:2 says we all stumble in many ways. When you sin, God's Spirit will convict you of your need to repent and change your ways. But understand this, until you get your glorified body in heaven, you're always going to be dealing with your fleshly, sinful nature. The Apostle James wrote, we all stumble in many ways. But falling down isn't what makes you a failure. Staying down does that. So get back up. Dust yourself off. Receive God's grace. Learn from the experience and move on. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 1, there is now no condemnation. From whom? From God. For those who are in Christ Jesus. God is not condemning you. So stop condemning yourself. A few decades ago, people used to wear a little badge with the letters GNFWMY. You may remember it. It meant God's not finished with me yet. And he's not finished with you either. Isn't that good? Sometimes we're guilty of doing the wrong thing with the right motive. For example, in 1957, Ford Motors described their new Edsel as the car of the decade. Try telling that to all those drivers whose doors wouldn't close, whose horns stuck, and whose transmissions failed. And you remember the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy, where the architect designed a 10-foot-deep foundation for a 179-foot-tall building? How'd you like to have that on your resume? The fact is, the most talented people often make the biggest mistakes. Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes 7 verse 20, there is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. And Paul added, Philippians 3 2, I'm not perfect, but Christ has taken hold of me, so I keep on running and struggling to take hold of the prize. So the word for you today is, stop beating yourself up.